KPHX's Breakthrough Entertainment superhero show. Very exciting stuff here. Greg Isaac, Joe Sofardo, and of course this hour is brought to you by a Business Owner Tax Relief. Explore how to reduce taxes for all eligible companies, schools, and municipalities. Give them a call, 623-888-3210, 623-888-3210, or visit them online, azbotr.com. And Joseph, before we get our great guests on the line, we'll talk about that song that just came on.
That was Spiderbait singing Ghost Riders in the Sky. Of course, you mentioned Nicolas Cage. Mm-hmm. He's got his own superhero there, right?
That's right. Haven't Ghost seen either of the Ghost Riders yet, though.
The second one was pretty terrible, okay. but I thought the first one was okay.
Sure.
I know you mentioned earlier that Mason is a big fan of Avengers Assemble on Disney XD. Well, wait until you go home and say, you know what? I've spoke to Captain America.
Yes.
Right now we have on voice actor Roger Craig Smith. Thank you so much for joining us, Roger.
Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Wow. Nice. See, that's why he's a voice actor.
Yeah. I was rocking.
Yeah.
Thank you, Greg, Joseph. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Absolutely. Oh, thank you.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah. So, you've got a bunch of other credits to your name, but the ones we want to talk about mostly here in the first part of our segment is Avengers Assemble, of course, we said, Captain America, but also Batman. You voice Batman in several animated Batman projects, including the upcoming Batman Unlimited, Animal Instincts. So, can you give us a taste of both of those? Where's Captain America there?
Oh, Captain America, I always say he's more fists on hips when your body posture for doing the character is you put your fists on hips like a nice buy war bonds, sort of propaganda poster from World War II era. Let's see. Captain America is more impossible is what we do. So he's a little more barrel-chested, a little more the Boy Scout, and the Dark Knight, Batman, is always down low, and he's smoldering.
Wow.
I don't know if that even comes through over the radio or not, but...
No, it works. It works. We like it.
That's perfect.
And we have to... I was going to end with this, but I'm afraid I'm going to forget about it. Who would win in a fight, Captain America or Batman?
Oh. Everyone loses. Humanity yes. loses. That's the correct response to that. There is no winner. All of humanity loses if those two have to go at it. It's wow. just... It's not right. A space-time continuum would open up in the center of the Earth, and all matter would cease to exist as we know it. So, no, we can't have that awesomeness ever colliding together like that.
True, very true. Well, Mason is going to be excited about Captain
Absolutely.
America, but we're excited. We're speaking with Captain America and Batman again. Roger Craig Smith, how do you get into these characters, particularly Captain America and Batman? Is there some sort of research involved? I mean, did Marvel want you to look into Chris Evans's performance or anything like that, or is it all not connected?
You know what? It all depends. I've often been asked, how did you create the character? How did you come up with the character? And the reality of that is I did not. It's a very collaborative process for a video game or for just an animated series. And what ends up happening is you get and you talk to the creatives that are behind the glass and you listen to the, I lean very heavily on my directors when doing these projects because the director has the ultimate knowledge of knowing the script in its entirety and they know where all the story arcs are, where all the character arcs are. And sometimes we're not even privy to that information because we don't get the scripts until we show up, sometimes. And so really and truly it's a collaborative effort to come up with the voice. I consider myself to be a part of a production team where my task is to convey a vocal performance, but it's not as if I get to walk in and go, well, hello Warner Brothers, here's the Batman I'm going to do for you and that's what it will be. It's like, no, we get to work with a lot of really creative people who are responsible for the content, and it's my job to kind of help them sort of achieve that collective creative vision that they want. And so I, when it came to like Captain America, we played around with a lot of different vocal types, and early on in Avengers Assemble, it became abundantly clear that if we were going to try to skew more towards that on-camera Chris Evans approach, my vocal register was too close to Hawkeye's voice actor, who's Troy Baker, and they said, okay, we're going to have to kind of differentiate a little bit, and so we started kind of modifying Cap's approach as a character to give him a little bit of a different vocal performance, so that there'd be contrast, obviously, for the show between Hawkeye and Captain America, Steve Rogers. Batman was also no different. We probably, for the first 2 weeks of working on Arkham Origins, the video game back in 2013, probably spent the first 2 weeks just really trying to nail down a voice print for the character that would kind of combine the comic book versions, the previous Arkham Asylum, Arkham City versions that Kevin Conroy had established, his animated work for 20 years establishing that character. We worked very closely to try to say, all right, how about a little bit of the Christopher Nolan, you know, Christian Bale Batman, but not having it be like a parody of any of those things and still have it be an origin story. So it's a big group effort.
Excellent, excellent. Well, and now I was looking into Avengers Assemble. The season finale has not aired yet, right? That's sometime in May?
Correct, yeah. Not just yet.
Okay, excellent. And is there going to be another season, or is this it? Because I know, I mean, Marvel, I mean, Avengers Age of Ultron changes a lot of things.
Yes, and you know what? I don't know. this is so. I have to be so careful with NDAs and whatnot. I don't know what has or has not been announced. How about that?
Okay. Okay. Good.
Which I mean, I'm sure that's telegraphing all sorts of things. But I would argue, while I don't know what has been announced or not, I don't think that we're stepping away from this anytime soon. And obviously, everything that Marvel and Disney have been doing lately, they've got the Midas touch with this stuff, so it's incredible to see what they've done to explore this whole universe of you know, the entire Marvel universe between live action and video games and live shows now, that kind of thing. So I would hope that we get to kind of continue doing what we're doing, but I don't know what has or has not been announced.
Okay, well, and I think it's safe to say that Captain America isn't going away anytime soon. He's got, of course, Civil War coming up, and he's a big part of everything. So I think that Roger, you're safe.
Knock on wood. I'll like, from your lips to the powers that be's ears.
Yes, very true.
Now, Roger, you know, with all the different characters that you know you voice, you know, not only just superheroes, of course, someone like Sonic the Hedgehog, or me and Joseph were talking about where he is kind of a hero in his own right.
But yeah, I think so.
Is there any, you know, in the sense Batman, Captain America, or things like that, that might be maybe more difficult than the others? Because I know, as you said, you know, they kind of, the companies kind of go over it with you, you know, how they want it to go. But any that maybe stand out as maybe more challenging than the other?
You know what? You know, it's interesting. I would actually say that Batman's probably the more challenging, just because I was sort of surprised that working in my lower register for like prolonged periods of time, that's kind of taxing on the voice. Even though Batman's not necessarily screaming and yelling all the time, and even with, like, say, in comparison to Captain America on Avengers Assemble, you know, he's throwing his shield a lot, there's a lot of combat, and Batman tends to be the more brooding, you know, strong, silent type, and yet working in that lower register for 4 hours at a time, say, on, like, the video game, it could be a challenge to kind of make sure that you still are staying true to the character, but not, you know, wrecking the voice in the meantime. But as far as like challenging, I don't know. I was talking to some of the writers on Avengers Assemble recently about a lot of people always like to think about the darkness that is the Dark Knight. And I said, you know, I really think Steve Rogers, I mean, there's a lot of darkness and sorrow in what this guy's gone through, considering that he lost so much of a massive portion of his life in comparison to the friends that he had and even the romantic interests that he had that they explored a little bit in a really tender moment in Winter Soldier, the film. The guy also has a very, he's sort of haunted by everything that happened with Bucky Barnes. Mm-hmm. And there's also, I think, a little bit of a darkness in Steve Rogers as well that I thought was kind of interesting to explore. But no, as far as a challenge, I wouldn't want to call it that. I'm a voice actor. Like I get the, it's a very fun job, and I don't know that it's the kind of thing where, you know, I can't imagine what somebody like Chris Evans has to go through or Christian Bale has to go through. Something on camera like that, that's incredible. That's you're carrying the weight of the entirety of the film, and I get to be a, like I said, be a part of a production team and have a lot of fun. Just sort of goofing off and being a superhero, but in the in the context of I then get to walk away from it at 5'5", would never be considered for the on-camera version of it, and then I get to go get back in my car and go home, and I don't have to worry about, did I work out enough today so that I look huge? Nothing
yeah.
like that.
Well, I know, Captain America, I mean, Chris Evans in this last one, when he's chopping wood, I mean, like, I wish that I had that body.
I haven't seen it yet, and I've heard a ton about people going like, dude, he's getting like Chris Hemsworth huge.
Yes, so, right. Yeah,
that's interesting.
I think a lot of it's the camera angles as well. I mean, they like to show Chris Evans and Captain America from the from a very low angle, so you get to see the muscles in his forearms. And wow, yeah. So yeah, they give him the great shirts and everything as well. They should make shirts that just make you look like that.
Your Chris Evans shirt. Yeah, that would be great.
I was laughing. I guess somebody had a picture of Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, wearing a Batman shirt, and I tweeted it out because it's like, you know, if the guy answers the phone, his forearms, you know, bulge out. And I was laughing, saying, you know what's funny? If I put on a Batman shirt, it fits the same way, except I'm wearing like a toddler size extra small for it to kind of have that same form-fitting look.
Yeah, that's excellent. Now, what you were saying earlier about Batman and the lower register of his voice, I'm curious, that do you ever wake up in the morning and, I mean, your voice is just gone? I mean, do you have days like that?
For sure. I mean, like, if we want to talk about the challenge of, like just, you know, working as a voice actor, there are times where it's like, you know, you do certain jobs that, and it's kind of an area of controversy in our industry, that it's like these video games tend to be very, very taxing on the voice, because you have to cover so many different forms of audio and from the vocal performance as well. So it's like, you know, because it's interactive, is the player going to have your character fall from a 50-foot cliff or a 150-foot cliff or a 300-foot, you know, 50-foot cliff? So you've got to cover all the screams and yells and grunts and efforts, and it's action-based, so there's usually a lot more, you know, aggressive sort of vocal performances that's required for, say, a video game, as opposed to a film or an animated series where everything's been storyboarded, they know exactly what's going to happen in the scene, there are no variables that a sort of player could sort of take control of. There have been times I learned some pretty valuable lessons early on where I would go and I'd book a video game and I'd be thrilled, you know, just to be working, for one. Mm-hmm. I'd book a video game and I'd go in and I'd give them 150%. And as I'm leaving the session, I'd get a call from my agency and they'd say, hey, congratulations, you've booked a callback for a lead in the animated series and it's on Thursday. Well, it's Tuesday night and I can't even talk because my voice is so trashed. And, you know, next thing you know, you go in Thursday morning for the super high energy, you know, cartoon job, and you can't deliver because your voice is just wrecked. And since video games don't carry any residuals, it becomes a business decision.
Oh,
where
wow.
You go, uh-oh, I just wrecked my voice for a one-time payment, and I'm not even eligible anymore for, you know, for being a part of an animated series, which carries residuals and carries the chance of multiple sessions over the course of, who knows, years if it goes. I mean, look at The Simpsons.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're always trying to be, you always want to give 100% to every single, I call it, you go from one world's most important project to the next, because for everybody that you're working for, that's the most important project they have, and you have to honor and respect that, and you want to give as much as you can to them, but you also can't, as a responsibility to other clients, shoot yourself in the foot vocally and not be able to deliver 100% for them as well. So it can be that way. I have to limit the amount of caffeine and, you know, anything that dehydrates. If you go out and have a couple too many drinks, that kind of thing, you'll feel it. You got to get enough rest. You got to have enough fluids. All those things that make it very unmanly when you're sitting there telling your buddies, like, "Hey guys, I can't go out tonight because if we're going to go to that one restaurant, it's so loud, and I have to protect my voice, so I can't."
Yeah.
And your buddies are looking at you like, "Going, come on, man." But but it's a nice problem to have in life. So again, it's not like, "Oh, poor me, I have to go read out loud for a living, and therefore, I have to make sure I get enough sleep." Nobody cares.
Well, I'm sure that there's so much more of it than just that. I know you're joking, but again, we're speaking with voice actor Roger Craig Smith. Just a couple quick questions before we let you go. We want to make sure that we let people know Batman Unlimited Animal Instincts is coming out on DVD very soon, in the next couple weeks, right?
Yep, May 12th, correct.
May 12th, and give us a quick preview of that. What can our fans look forward to in that?
Well, essentially, what's great, Wilfred L., who's one of the the other cast members on this film as well, who has also vocally portrayed Batman in an animated series in the past, said that Bruce Timm told him once that there should be a Batman for everybody, and essentially that's what this version of this Batman is. Batman Unlimited Animal Instincts is a phenomenally fun and family-oriented version of Batman. So we wanted to create something that basically was for everyone. It's Arkham Origins was arguably a little darker, a little bit more aggressive, maybe not for little kids. This Batman, however, is one that you can pop in or turn it on and sit there with the family and know there's nothing that's going to be questionable for children or anything like that. So it's a very rated G, family-friendly Batman that everyone can enjoy. It's not to say that adult fans aren't going to like it, because there's a lot of really cool character work. I love the animation style. I think it kind of harkens back to sort of more the comic book approach to things. And we've got Dana Snyder, the voice of Granny on Squidbillies, and all sorts of other phenomenal characters, providing the voice of the Penguin, and he's phenomenal at it. The voice cast is terrific in this one. So it's family fun entertainment, I would say, that way, as far as The Dark Knight goes.
Excellent. And Avengers Assemble, again, there's just a couple of episodes left in the season, I think. Is it two?
I think so. I think, because I just watched I forget the name of the episode.
It was Ultron, right?
Yeah, it was part of Ultron and the Ultronathon that they were doing in celebration of this weekend, obviously. And it was a sort of divided Avengers kind of coming back together to work to defeat Ultron. I think we have maybe one or two more. I should know that, and I'm terrible for not knowing the exact number.
Okay, and is there anything that you can give our listeners a hint on the next episode of that, or it's okay if you...
No, because you know what's funny? Anything I would say is going to tip my hat to, you know, or tip the hat to, I'm going to telegraph something that's coming up, and then, of course, like what we were talking about earlier, where do we go from here? One may never know. So, the writers for Avengers Assemble on Disney XD have been phenomenal, and it just keeps getting better. We all leave those episodes just going, man, I think this is my favorite one. And after, you know, until the next one, and then you go, man, I think this is one of my favorite ones.
Remind us when that's on Disney XD. What day?
I believe, you know what's funny? This threw me for a curve. Earlier this week, they did it on Tuesday night, and I think it's Sundays in the morning. And so I was trying to locate this recently, going, I thought they were going to do another Ultronathon tomorrow, which they very likely might be. Mm-hmm. I couldn't see a schedule online, but I noticed that on the television it had advertised that the Ultronathon for Avengers Assemble was going to start airing, I think, at 7 a.m. on Sunday.
Wow.
And I don't know the exact time of our episodes anymore, because they threw me for a curve with this Tuesday night 8:30 airing that they did recently. I apologize. I have grossly disappointed everyone at this point.
No, that's fine. Just keep your channel on Disney XD from the time that this show ends all the way through May 12th. Then you can pick up Batman Unlimited.
There you go.
Instincts.
Exactly. And don't sleep either.
Don't sleep. Yeah. Nonstop. But, well, you know, voice actor Roger Craig Smith, it's been an honor to speak with you. It's, you know, a lot of fun. We need to have you on the show again soon, because we know that you've done so many other characters than just these two in Sonic.
I would love to. Thank you very much, Greg. Joseph, this is phenomenal. Way to support all the wonderfulness that is geekdom and fandom and comic books and all that stuff. It's a great time to be alive if you're a fan of these things.
Oh, that definitely. Yeah. And now you've got to get out there and see Avengers Age of Ultron, Roger.
No kidding. It's killing me. I've had so many friends that have seen it, and I'm hearing phenomenal things about it, which is crazy. I don't know how they keep raising the bar. I don't know how they keep doing this.
We gave it two thumbs up in our last hour. So
awesome.
I think that you'll like it. You'll like it. So,
and I'm gonna go lift weights now so I can look like Chris Evans.
Great. Us too. Well, Roger Craig Smith, thank you so much, and have a great weekend.
Thank you, guys. You as well.
Take care.
Great. Thank you so
Take
much,
care.
Roger.
See ya.
Yeah, I love voice actors. They're always fun.
Oh, absolutely. We were talking about earlier, you know, a couple times the last couple of years having John Kassir on, the Crypt Keeper, mm-hmm. and Roger's great. Just all this energy that you could see he has. And there's a lot that goes into this, you know, voice acting, a lot they have to go through, and outstanding what he's been able to do. Playing all these great characters in addition to the superheroes as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's cool that he mentioned The Simpsons, because, I mean, what a way to make a living.
Oh, yeah.
Those people on The Simpsons have been working for how many years? And, I mean, a lot of these people you can't replace.
Oh, not at all. It's unbelievable.
But, this is Breakthrough Entertainment's superhero show here on KPHX 1480 AM. Whatever happened to the heroes?
To the Heroes, the TV show?
No, no, oh, Joss no Stone's singing Whatever Happened to the Heroes.
Oh, that's the name of the song.
Yes. Fantastic Four, which I'm sure we'll talk about that.
Yeah, the new one coming out.
Yeah, but this one's from the original Fantastic Four
Jessica Alba. Yeah. And, yeah. It's okay. Oh, Chris Evans, of course.
That's what I was trying to.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I love the original Fantastic Four. It's those two.
Absolutely. And when we come back from the break, we'll take a short break from the superheroes. We'll talk about Adult Beginners, another film that had opened up this week. This is Breakthrough Entertainment's Superhero Show right here on 1480 AM KPHX.